AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Qualcomm slips in a hot semiconductor week, leaving its 63% quarter with average volume support. Qcom's weekly trend signal remains active, but the stock lagged a strong chip group as market dynamics cooled from recent highs and participation stayed close to its 13-week norm. Research brief. Qualcomm closed at $211.70 on 12 June, down 2.0% for the week, but still up 5.5% over 4 weeks, and 63.0% over 12 weeks. The weekly setup is constructive rather than clean. Price is 27.8% above the ShareMaestro trendline and 38.7% above fair value. While volume was 1.0x the 13-week average, and recent volatility remains elevated. Key points. 1. Qcom's trend signal is active for a third week, with the close at $211.70 versus a $165.60 trendline. 2. The stock underperformed both U.S. technology and U.S. semiconductors for the week, as the industry rose 4.3% on average, while Qcom fell 2.0%. 3. Market dynamics stayed positive at 1.21, but the four-week change was negative at -6.1%, signaling some loss of pressure after the May advance. 4. Relative strength remains positive at 10.36 and has improved 36.3% over 4 weeks, although it is below late May readings. 5. Volume of 98.6 million was near the 100.9 million 13-week average, offering neutral confirmation rather than a decisive participation signal. Weekly price action cools after a sharp May run. Qualcomm, a $264.6 billion technology name in U.S. semiconductors, finished the week ended 12 June at $211.17, down 2.0%. That pullback followed a much larger advance. Qcom is still up 5.5% over 4 weeks, 63.0% over 12 weeks, 19.5% over 26 weeks, and 39.2% across the 52-week window. The price remains well above regime markers, sitting 27.8% above the $165.60 trendline and 38.7% above ShareMaestro fair value at $152.07. The offset is that the stock is still 18.2% below its 52-week high of $258.9, with the latest close at 65.6% of its one-year range. That makes the current position constructive, but no longer an unchallenged advance. Semiconductor context shows relative lag, not outright weakness. The sector and industry backdrop was strong. U.S. technology averaged a 2.0% weekly gain, with 67.0% trend breadth, 85.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 55.0% positive relative strength breadth. U.S. semiconductors were stronger still, averaging a 4.3% weekly gain, 91.3% positive market dynamics breadth, and 75.4% positive relative strength breadth. Against that backdrop, Qcom's -2.0% week ranked in the lower half of the semiconductor group, even though its own 12-week gain of 63.0% remained substantial. Faster chip peers such as ARM, MRVL, ALAB, and CRDO posted stronger recent advances, so the issue is not a broken setup, but a loss of near-term urgency versus a broad group move. Signal state remains positive, but pressure has eased. The ShareMaestro read is balanced. The trend signal is active with a three-week streak, and Qcom also screens positive on market dynamics and relative strength. Market dynamics stands at 1.21, keeping the pressure gauge in positive territory, but the four-week change is -6.1%, a sign that the force behind the move has cooled from the late May peak. Relative strength is still supportive, at 10.36, with a 36.3% four-week improvement. Even so, the recent sequence shows RS below the late May readings of 25.20 and 27.65, so the stock is no longer pressing at its strongest relative pace. The forward expectation is positive, at 56.12%, which supports continued attention, but the evidence is not one-sided. Volume and risk argue for confirmation before the next break. Participation was neither weak nor emphatic. Latest volume was 98.6 million shares, close to the 100.9 million 13-week average, while still 1.7 times the 52-week average of 58.3 million. The largest confirmation came earlier in the move, with 184.5 million shares on the 18.9% week ending 1st of May. and $176.5 million on the 23.8% week ending 8th of May. The latest two down weeks came on 97.5 million and 98.6 million shares, which keeps attention on whether sellers are becoming more persistent. Risk is elevated. 13-week weekly return volatility is 10.5% versus a 52-week baseline of 6.7%. And the past year has produced 28 positive weeks against 24 negative weeks. The average positive week of 5.1% is larger than the average negative week of negative 4.1%. But the distribution includes six sharp loss weeks. What to watch next is whether price can hold above the trend line while market dynamics stabilizes, and whether any renewed advance comes with a volume ratio above 1.5 times rather than another average volume move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.